Prosecutors charge that the mastermind behind the assassination attempts on East Timor's leadership was an East Timorese-born Australian, Angelita Perez. She was in a relationship with rebel leader Alfredo Renado, who was killed in the attack on President Ramos Horta. The prosecutors say Perez urged Renado to murder East Timor's political elite. She's gone on trial in the capital, Dili, along with 26 suspected rebel gunmen. The case is expected to last several months. Perez strongly denies the charges and insists she's the victim of a conspiracy.
This whole thing is a charade. It's a setup. I'm innocent. And I'm going to stand up and I'm going to tell the world that Timor-Leste has no justice. It works to serve the interests of half a dozen powerful entities. There's no justice for the common citizen.
Perez's legal team calls the case against her hopelessly inadequate and unfounded. She's accused of involvement in the 2008 attack on President Ramos Horta outside his home in Dili, which left him with life-threatening gunshot wounds. Only swift medical attention from international peacekeepers saved him before he was flown to the northern Australian city of Darwin for surgery. The shooting of Mr. Ramos Horta and the attempted assassination of then-Prime Minister Jeanine Gujmao, who escaped unharmed, forced the authorities to declare a state of emergency. The suspects in the attacks are former soldiers, who'd been on the run since violent anti-government demonstrations in 2006 left more than 30 people dead. The protests were caused by the government's decision to fire 600 soldiers who went on strike, complaining about pay and discrimination. The unrest prompted the intervention of international peacekeepers from Australia, New Zealand, Malaysia and Portugal. East Timor continues to struggle to build stability and boost its weak economy 7 years after gaining independence from Indonesia in 2002. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.